91X News.
It's plus three and dreary at 2 o'clock. I'm Harrison Perkins with 91X News. A murder trial has heard that a Montreal teen was convinced her Muslim parents would kill her for dating. Colin Perkle has the details from Kingston.
The aunt of Sahar Shafia's boyfriend says the teen told her several times that she would be a dead woman if her parents found out about the relationship. The witness said Shafia seemed completely serious about the threats, but the aunt said the 17-year-old took the risk because she was deeply in love with her boyfriend and wanted to marry him. Shafia's father, mother, and brother have all pleaded not guilty to drowning her, her two sisters, and another relative in June 2009. Colin Perkle, The Canadian Press, Kingston, Ontario.
Belleville police were called to a domestic disturbance on Brown Street residence around 5:30 yesterday afternoon. A male suspect was drunk and breaking furniture when police arrived. The man grabbed a meat cleaver and threatened to kill the officers. Police disarmed the man and took him into custody. 49-year-old Belleville man is charged with three counts of uttering death threats, two counts of assault with a weapon, and one count of weapons dangerous. He is scheduled today for a bail hearing. The suspect and one officer were treated for minor injuries. Premier Dalton McGuinty says students, schools, and parents have a role to play to end bullying. The Liberal government is introducing anti-bullying legislation today. McGuinty talked about the issue this morning when he visited a Toronto area high school. And he released a video as well today with an anti-bullying message. The premier says there needs to be a culture where people realize that bullying is wrong. A hair salon in Belleville is doing its part to fight violence against women. Sean Macy has the details.
Outside the Shark Tank pub at Loyalist College, haircuts are being exchanged for donations towards the Three Oaks Women's Shelter in Belleville. The Cuts and Feathers for Shelter campaign is making its first appearance at Loyalist. Co-owner of the jazz hair studio, Mark Bourgeois, has been impressed with the response so far.
We just started, but it's amazing. It's great. Like already there's people dropping money into our little bucket and got, you can see there's three cuts going on right now.
Mark came up with the idea as a way to contribute to the White Ribbon campaign. It was started by a group of men to end violence against women 20 years ago. The haircuts started this morning and they run until 3 o'clock. Sean Macy, 91X News, Belleville.
Stress levels for students around this time of year can increase as they cram for exams and work late to get their assignments done. Loyalist school nurse Lauren Deans says she notices a definite increase in the number of stressed students she sees in the health center this time of year.
Stress depletes your body of some of its healing powers. It affects your immune system also. So certainly what you'll find too is people stressing out getting their exams done, and once they're done, then, oh, now I can get sick, that sort of thing.
Deans also suggests that students speak to a guidance counselor if they feel stressed. That's 91X News to 1203. Here's Kurt Weiss with sports.
It was a night to remember for Calgary defenseman and Belleville native Derek Smith. He's a former Wellington Duke from 2000 to 2004. He got his first NHL goal against the Nashville Predators last night in the Flames 1-0 win. It was the only goal of the game. Smith says it was nice to score against one of the best goalies in the league.
Yeah, you definitely have to take advantage against him. He's one of the best goalies in the league. And if he's going to see it, he's going to stop it. And luckily, I was open there and got to put it past him.
That was his 28th NHL game, and he played 22 and a half minutes with two shots on net last night. And around the NHL, the injury-plagued Buffalo Sabres have been given a boost. Goalie Ryan Miller returned to practice for the first time since his concussion and neck injury on November 12th. He has missed 8 games and the Sabres are 3-4-1 without him. Tonight, the Leafs host the Bruins. Boston has beaten Toronto by a combined 13-2 margin in their first two meetings already this season. Elsewhere, the Oilers host the surprising Minnesota Wild. Montreal is in Anaheim. Tampa Bay is at Detroit. And finally, New Jersey visits Colorado. In the CFL, the Toronto Argonauts are starting to revamp their coaching staff already. Stampeders defensive coordinator Chris Jones, he's leaving Calgary and he's coming to Toronto. As well, there have been reports that Jim Barker will focus on his GM duties only for the Argos and hire Alouettes offensive coordinator Scott Milanovic as the team's new head coach. Shifting to basketball quickly, NBA players will be allowed back at team facilities starting tomorrow. And then finally, in the NFL, Philadelphia Eagles star quarterback Michael Vick, he'll miss his third straight game because of broken ribs. The Eagles visit Seattle tomorrow night, where Vince Young will start in place of him. And that's your sports. Here's Harrison Perkins. He's got weather.
Today, periods of rain ending this afternoon, then clearing rain at times mixed with wet snow this afternoon. Temperature falling to +1. Tonight, clear, low -4. Tomorrow, mix of sun and cloud, high of +3. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of +2. It's 3 degrees. I'm Harrison Perkins with Kurt Weiss. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.